Welcome to episode number 4 of the ReneesPoints.com podcast series. I am Rene DeLambert. I do run the Rene's Points blog at Boarding Area. If you're listening to this on iTunes or other places, be sure to swing by and check out the blog. This week, I'm talking about something that is rarely covered on blogs. That is the topic of credit card balance transfer checks. I'm sure we've all got them in the mail. Back in the day, they used to be very common. You got them with no fee, 0% interest, sometimes up to a year. There were times when getting free money for a year could be a really smart move, but rules have changed and things like that. Nowadays, they're a little different, but let me first touch on a topic that is really important when we're talking about the world of points and miles. I speak at a lot of seminars, the FTU, the Chicago seminars, and things like that, and invariably, during the different credit card presentations, someone asks, if I am carrying a balance, what is the best travel card for me, or something in that regard? Let me firmly say, and clearly say, if you are carrying a balance on any card, you need to get your house in order before you even dream or consider about collecting frequent flyer points. Many times when it comes to the frequent flyer game, we are talking about 1% gains for all the effort we do. Sometimes more than that, but at a minimum, when we're going through all this effort, we're trying to get a 1% gain. Now we scale that up so it becomes real discounts for travel. But if you're paying 14% interest on any travel card or any credit card, you need to grow up. You are basically financing my free travel, or greatly discounted travel, I should say. So that's the first place to start. Now back to the topic of these types of balance transfer checks. I had a reader the other day send me an email that one of his cards had sent him a balance transfer for 6 months for no interest and with a 1% fee up front. Now, you may think to yourself, why in the world would you do that even paying 1%? Why would you borrow money for 6 months for 1%. Well, there could be a really good reason to do this. Very few in the travel space talk about one of the most wonderful way to make points virtually for free, and that's Kiva.org. Kiva is a micro lending site. Let's say, for example, you have someone in South America, a group of people who wish to, let's say, open a beauty salon or something like that, and they need $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 to purchase supplies for their beauty salon. They cannot get bank lending, and so where Kiva comes in is they lend to these people these micro-type loans, and then the people pay back the loan generally quickly. You can get them for as little as 6 to 8 months repayment terms. Now, here's where this gets really interesting. Flex Perks cards from U.S. Bank pay you 3 points, and each point is basically worth 2% or 2 cents. So they are basically paying you 6% back for charitable lending. Kiva, which runs its processing through PayPal, codes as a charity, and PayPal takes no fee for donations, or it's not really a donation, loans to Kiva. Now, if you are very careful in picking your loans, the different sites you choose to lend to, and then fund them with a credit card like the Flex Perks I just talked about that can give you 6% back, and get all your money back within 6 months or so, you can see the advantage of earning points and possibly even funding that with a balance transfer check. In other words, you would go ahead and take your FlexPerks card out, find the loans that you are comfortable with, that you have high probability that they will get fully paid back. Now, these don't pay interest, these loans. The only thing you're hoping to do is get back your initial investment. The only reason we're doing this is for the points. So, you find the loans that you like, you go ahead and fund them with your FlexPerks card. When that statement comes due the next month for your charges or lending, you would use one of these balance transfer checks to pay it off. You would lose 1%, but you now have 6 months free where you can simply make minimum payments with no interest as long as you pay it off completely before that 6 months is up. Then there's no interest other than that initial 1% fee you paid up front. So now, at the end of the term, Kiva has paid you back in full. You can pay off then that card that you did the balance transfer from, in full. And you are netting out somewhere around 5% free points for using a balance transfer check, using another bank's money to fund your loans to Kiva. Interesting thought, isn't it? Now, are there risks? Sure. Kiva does have about a 1% loss rate on average. But if you are very cautious with your loans, I personally have never had a loss. And most of those who are heavily into lending to Kiva end up around a 0.5% loss rate. So there is some risk involved. Be aware of that up front. But again, you can mitigate a lot of that if you're very careful. So this is just one more thing to think about. It's an opportunity to make some additional points. I always say that we want to look at all the different ways we can possibly make points. And, you know, if you can get a 1% balance transfer for 6 months or even better, maybe for a year, this could be one way to make a few more points along the way. Have any questions or comments, feel free to comment on the blog, that is reneespoints.com. Have questions about any of the things I've talked about in the podcast, I will have links on the post that you can look at. And again, if you have any ideas or suggestions for podcasts you'd like for me to cover in the weeks ahead, please be sure to let me know. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you listening. Have a good weekend.